Sunny is next. Time now for the sunny side of sports with Sunny Young. Hello, Sunny.
Happy Monday, Yehias.
Sunny, I understand you're kicking off with African football.
Yehias, it was a big weekend in African football. There were 25 qualifying matches played for the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations tournament, which will be hosted by Gabon. In one of the highlights, Africa's newest country, South Sudan, scored the biggest victory in the team's young history. The VOA's Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi, tells us more.
South Sudan recorded its first ever competitive win after beating Equatorial Guinea by a lone goal in their Group C clash in Juba. Striker Chol Peter Bentiu Daniel played his way into the history books by scoring the only goal of the match on 51 minutes. It was the first win in a competitive outing for South Sudan since joining the ambit of international football in 2012. Picking the maximum points at the expense of a team such as Equatorial Guinea, semi-finalists at the 2015 Africa Cup of Nations, is no mean feat for South Sudan.
Thanks, Shagun. That's our Nightline Africa sportsman, Shagun Dot on the spot at Adeyemi. And let's give a sunny side of sports salute to South Sudan for its big 1-0 victory over Equatorial Guinea in Juba. Now let's go to Port Harcourt, Nigeria, where underdog Sierra Leone held reigning African champion Ivory Coast to a scoreless draw in another 2017 Nations Cup qualifier. Sierra Leone's Ghanaian coach, Celis Tete, had this to say after the game.
The game was two halves. Definitely the first half was quite balanced, which of course it was equally interesting. But the second half, yes, you might say it was one-sided, but we also, in our few counter-attacks, we were a little bit dangerous too. But I think this is a game which tactically it worked perfectly for us. We did less mistakes. We did more of the covering up. We did more of the tackling, and I think we did it very well. And certainly we deserve this draw. And I'm satisfied with the draw.
With that draw, Celis Tete and Sierra Leone now have 1 point from two qualifying matches in Group I, the only group with three teams. Sudan, which was idle over the weekend, tops the group with 3 points after beating Sierra Leone 1-0 in June. Ivory Coast now has 1 point from one qualifier. The French head coach of Ivory Coast is Michel Dussier.
It's not the result we hoped to get today, but we didn't play well in the first half. We were lacking of aggressivity, and it was we had let this team of Sierra Leone to take confidence, and it was more difficult for us. In the second half, we have tried to push hard, but the pitch was not so good at the end, so it was difficult to play football. So at the end, it's a draw. It's not the result we hoped, but let's see. It's a draw first. Yes, of course, I'm disappointed with the result, but as I said, Sierra Leone is a good team. They fight very hard to get this result.
That's Michel Dussier, the French head coach of African football champion Ivory Coast, and he was speaking in Port Harcourt, Nigeria. And thanks to reporter Tony Tamino in Port Harcourt for collecting that audio for us. The Sierra Leone-Ivory Coast match was played in Port Harcourt because of the Ebola crisis in Sierra Leone, and it counted as a home match for Sierra Leone. Now let's go to Monrovia, where host Liberia edged Tunisia 1-0 on a goal by striker Francis Doe in the 79th minute. For reaction, my VOA colleague James Buddy called Monrovia, where he reached the president of the Liberia Football Association, Musa Bility.
We're very excited. The Liberian people deserve nothing, especially after Ebola. We deserve nothing less. We're very happy. The whole country came behind, the national team. I think we are off to a very good start at
What sort of team is Liberia fielding this time around?
90% of our players are foreign-based, and we have two local-based players that started the match.
So when's the next match for the Lone Stars?
Well, we play Guinea-Bissau in the World Cup with Guinea, home and away. On the 8th of October, we will be playing Guinea-Bissau. And if we pass through that, another month later, we will be meeting Ivory Coast.
That's Musa Bility, the president of the Liberia Football Association, and he was talking from Monrovia with my VOA colleague, James Buddy. Liberia now has 3 points from 2 matches in Group A of 2017 Nations Cup qualifying. Tunisia also has 3 points, while Togo, which scored a 2-0 road victory over Djibouti, has the maximum 6 points from 2 matches. Djibouti is at the bottom of the table with no points. Now, under the qualifying format, the 13 group winners and the 2 runners-up with the best records will join host Gabon at the 2017 Africa Cup of Nations tournament.
Voice of America's news, talk, and music programs are now at the tip of your fingers. Find everything at www.voaafrica.com. Listen to VOA's program lineup live anytime, day or night. Pick out your favorite shows and listen anytime you want. Download our podcasts. Check VOA Mobile from your cell phone. Subscribe to VOA Newsfeed. VOAnews.com.
And when you visit VOAnews.com, make sure you check out the Sunny Side of Sports blog, in which I write about a variety of sporty topics. My latest blog post is titled One-on-One with Luol Deng, and I reflect on the recent visit by the South Sudan-born basketball star to our Voice of America headquarters here in Washington. During his visit, I asked the Miami Heat forward, do you still have goals you'd like to accomplish?
I just turned 30, so I think I still have a lot of years ahead of me. So there's a lot that I want to accomplish before I finish. I think the main things that I focused on is how good can I be? I think every year I push myself to try to see how much better I can get. I think at the end, I just have to be, you know, look at myself and say I gave it everything I can. And that's all you can do.
What do you think of Miami's chances this coming season?
I'm really excited. I think that, you know, as a player, you always want to be honest with yourself and with your teammates. And, you know, you always look at the team and see what kind of chances that you have. And as a competitor, you always every year think you have a chance. But I really mean it this time when I say that we really have a great team, a great starting five and a great bench. I think that, you know, you go into the season with a lot of confidence. So it's going to be an exciting year.
That's South Sudan-born basketball star Luol Deng looking forward to an exciting year with the Miami Heat Club. And Lou was talking with me at our VOA studios here in Washington. The 30-year-old Deng played his first 10 seasons in the NBA with the Chicago Bulls. He then played about half an NBA season, or 40 games, with the Cleveland Cavaliers before moving to Miami last season. Follow the Sunny Side of Sports on Facebook and Twitter. My Facebook address is facebook.com/VOASunny, and my Twitter handle is @VOASunnySports. If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see some nice photos of me with Luol Deng during his first visit to our Voice of America headquarters.
This is the Voice of America. Washington, D.C.
The Voice of America. Hello, everybody. From that very first broadcast during World War II, and ever since, the voice of America has been the voice of freedom. So on behalf of the American people and the millions around the world who draw hope and strength from your work, thank you all for being the proud and steady voice of America.
Voice of America!
And thank you, President Obama, for your support of the Voice of America. President Obama's favorite sport is basketball, but I'm guessing he might be watching some tennis this week in New York City. In New York, American tennis stars Venus and Serena Williams will renew their sibling rivalry on Tuesday in the quarterfinals of the U.S. Open. Serena is bidding for the first calendar year Grand Slam, a sweep of the four major tournaments since 1988, when now-retired German star Steffi Graf did it. Serena advanced to the quarterfinals Sunday with a 6-3, 6-3 victory over American countrywoman Madison Keys. Meanwhile, her older sister, 35-year-old Venus, set up another Williams sisters showdown by beating 19-year-old Estonian qualifier Anett Kontaveit in straight sets 6-2 and 6-1. Serena says Venus has been playing some great tennis and she'll really have to be ready on Tuesday. Overall, Serena holds a 15-11 advantage over Venus in their career meetings. If Serena can win her fourth consecutive U.S. Open title, she'll tie Steffi Graf with 22 Grand Slam singles titles.